Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants of the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show. I want to start learning how to say numbers in different languages so I can start saying the episode number in a different language each time.
What if every language you choose will be like the country where we ban anybody watching from that country?
Someone tried to teach you the sign language and you just wouldn't do it.
I told him fuck off.
I'm going to go the extra level.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Do it once and I'll believe you.
Okay.
You've had
you know what?
Multiple languages. I had to learn one language.
I was going to do it in Japanese this time, but I don't remember the Japanese word for zero.
What's the Japanese word for five?
Go.
Go?
Yeah.
Is the Chinese word or Mandarin word for five? Is that wu?
I don't know.
Woo, woo.
I don't know that one.
Well, I don't know what zero is though, but it'd be woo woo and then zero. So episode 555, you could be go 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 or woo woo woo.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or cinco cinco cinco, cinco cinco cero.
Pimp, welcome back.
What's up? Thank you.
Pimp Monk, do you know the Japanese word for 2 inches?
Yes.
Your dick.
Kiba.
Oh.
I don't know Japanese word for Japanese, so I don't know.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I got in a fucking car accident today.
Yeah. Oh, shut up. Shut up. Wow. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
What are you doing? What is this?
A video for this segment. We can just pull this up.
It's an accident.
Damn.
Well, look.
What'd you do, Billy?
I didn't do anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, I was.
I'm not going to say anything. Let's hear the story. And we'll. First of all, you're all right. Completely uninjured, right?
I'm completely uninjured.
Okay.
The Snorlax got away. No.
Hey!
I was doing a right turn. And this guy in a fucking truck with a truck bed does a right turn from the left lane and just pulls off my entire front end of my car.
And this happened just a few hours ago, right?
Yeah, I wasn't even moving. I wasn't even moving. He just ripped my entire front end off. I'm like, okay, thanks, guys. But
well,
yeah.
How was you making a right turn if you wasn't moving?
How was I making a right turn? I was at the light to go right.
Oh, okay. You was waiting to make a right
turn. And he
okay.
goes right from the left lane and just rips open my car.
Damn.
Yeah, and I died.
How fast was he going? Because that looks like you made some impact.
He wasn't going fast. He just, like, he hit it, and then he just kept going. He caught the trailer on my car and was like, fuck it, and just kept dragging. And I'm like, oh, come on, guy. Come on, guy. Come on, guy. And then he was like, he looked at me, and he goes, you're fat. It's your fault.
Did he really? He didn't say you're fat.
He might have.
No, he didn't.
We're not on record right now, are we? Like, this isn't.
This is on record because this is being recorded and will be available to view.
Okay, then, but it's not. I'm not under oath.
No, you are not under oath.
Okay,
right
here. He said, it's your fault. You're fat.
Okay,
but in Billy's defense, as a fat person, we know the look in the eye when they're thinking you're fat. Fuck, we know that look. So he might have not said it, but he thought it.
He was like, you're fat and you're transgendered. So I was discriminated twice. Yeah, it was fucked up.
Oh, I forgot we were supposed to have Manny on today, too. I'm going to add Manny to the group and he can join in.
Manny!
The magic card eating maniac.
Yeah, but no, I really saw my life flash before my eyes.
No, you didn't.
I've had this Prius for less than a year now.
Yeah, I remember when you got it because you were bussing all around town before that.
I was bussing, and now I had to do Uber everywhere. I had to call the Uber Eats guy and then tell him to drop me off here after he dropped off my lasagna. It was fucked up.
Wait, what? He dropped off your lasagna, then dropped
here's,
off.
The Uber Eats
here's
guy
the
came
best
with
part
lasagna.
About Billy's accident was he was like, it was right in front of a barbecue place. But they were closed, but you could still smell the barbecue because they were just closing.
No, they weren't. They weren't just closing. They were doing catering orders.
Oh, okay.
So they
okay.
were sitting there smoking barbecue, and I had to sit outside of the barbecue restaurant while they were making delicious smells. Yeah, but they had delicious smells, but I couldn't get in there. And then some lady walks up, and she's a veteran, and she's got like bionic legs. She's obviously lost her legs or something in the war, and she couldn't get in either. I'm like, she served a freaking country. You can't serve her some ribs. Because I could smell them.
It's
they were
very
cooking
unpatriotic.
Them.
Why do they hate America?
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Why do they hate America?
It's
speaking of fake legs, my dad gets his fake leg for tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since he got it whacked up. I'm not sure he's gonna be able to use it, but we'll see.
It takes practice for that sort of thing.
It does, man.
You got to build up the muscles for it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not something you just. Put on
and he's an old dude too, so it's gonna be harder for him because he's weak, you know, normally because he's an old fuck.
But if you look at the damage on this car, like, there's no impact damage from like me, right? Like, this is all
I could
someone else's impact.
I could tell that the impact is just above the driver's side front wheel.
Yeah. So how am I gonna sideswipe into somebody? This dude like slid into me and then pulled my entire front end off.
I'll tell you what. Honestly, sometimes it might be worth to invest in a dash cam because just in case there's any question about what happened, you have it right there.
True.
Plus, I'm often in very lit situations where a dash cam would come in handy because, like, it's not just accidents, right? There's often prostitutes and other creatures around my car. Yeah, there's all types of creatures that would surround my car, and I might be able to get some viral videos out of it.
You probably could, just driving around for like 30 minutes.
Between like the prostitutes and the crackheads and everybody that I surround myself with by proxy.
My question is, how much did you shit your pants?
I didn't shit my pants.
I believe you shit your pants.
I'm wearing the same pants I was wearing then. You guys want to check for shit stains?
So you've been sitting in your shit that long?
There's no shit. Look, there was no high impact here. This guy's truck just tore my fucking car apart.
I hear you, man. It sucks. But at least you got insurance. It'll get taken care of.
You know what? The big problem is someone set up a beacon there.
What's a beacon? Is that a Pokemon Go reference?
I don't know. Is it? I no, do not play the
there's
Pokemon
no beacons
Go.
In Pokemon Go.
Pokemon gay.
Pokemon Go to the polls. Pokemon Go to the barbecue restaurant.
We all saw this coming.
No,
what's up, Manny?
There was zero Pokemon involved with this accident. I'm going
if
right
that's
there.
Your official Manny statement, yet. I'll accept it.
Thank you.
I'll accept your official statement on that.
I just think, you know, it's funny to joke about that sort of thing. It's okay. Funny to joke about how like bad of a person I am and make me say like Arnold Schwarzenegger and cut it up and make it say different things.
I don't know.
It's funny to joke about those things. But one day, it's all going to come back on little Billy and I'm going to have to fight for my life because you guys want to joke like that. And that's okay. Cause I'm a fighter. I will fight. But you guys really want to drag me across the concrete. You really want to do that. But I will do it for you because I want you guys to laugh. I want you to be happy, even at my expense. Because I'm a sweet boy. And that's what sweet boys do.
Okay.
Do you have that you like the KKK?
So, quick reminder to everyone, we're actually doing the post show tonight on Twitch. And Billy and I will be playing Apex Legends for the first time. Like, literally. Not just the first time on a stream. For the first time, I have never played the game before. We are going to attempt to play Apex Legends and probably suck at it.
Do you think I'll
really,
win?
Really, really bad.
You think I'll win?
Maybe.
Because I'm
really
good.
I'll let you start.
I'm really good at Battle
Royals. I'll let you go
first. Like, I play Tetris Battle Royal, so I'm really good at that. So I'm probably really good at Apex Legends, too.
And
right?
Tonight, for the first time, we are doing round 1 and 2 of the brand new Crazy People Battle segment. Where we let the people decide who advances to the next round out of the common crazies that we normally watch.
The tournament.
That's
of
interesting.
Yeah, champions. Yeah, yeah. I even have a bracket right here. So tonight, the two battles are Gale Cord Schuler versus Gorilla 199.
Oh.
And then Jared Genesis versus Von Helton.
I already know who I'm voting for.
And there are links in the descriptions to vote. You must be following us on Twitch to vote in the poll. So if you're not following us on Twitch, go to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants, follow us, and then you'll be able to vote in the poll. And now we're going to move on. And by the way, help us reach our goal. This time last week, we had already reached our goal for the bonus show.
For real.
So I guess if there's anything dumb you want us to do, you can at least ask and we'll look into it. Hi, Manny. How's it going, Manny?
Yeah, Manny been sitting here 20 minutes and you just now saying hi to him. That's just
well, is we Manny's screen frozen?
I don't know.
Because Manny's not moving.
He may have dropped off. Oh, no. Yes. Oh, here he is. Here he is. I'll refresh him. Yes.
Okay,
good.
Any cards that you could eat for us right now? I expect him to say no, and I'm like, he's like looking for the right ones.
I got a clue token.
You're really laggy, Manny. I don't know what's going on with that.
It's clue token.
Okay. It's gluten?
Everything's frozen.
Yeah, you're really laggy for some reason.
Let me try something.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to move on to the next segment here.
He called me, sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us.
We lost Hippo, too. What the hell?
Damn. Was there a storm? They had to drain the swamp now?
All right, so here's the first news story. And I was kind of pissed off when I saw this morning. Only okay. For like 10 seconds, and I was like, yeah, well, whatever. But Jussie Smollett, they dropped all the charges against him.
Yeah, it's
for no actual reason.
It's privilege. That's
other
why.
Than they just wanted to.
Because he got dropped for privilege.
It's he's just got white privilege.
He's got rich privilege.
I don't know where Pimunk went.
Pimunk dead.
To Chicago now, police are addressing the Jussie Smollett case after charges against him were dropped.
Investigate an incident, gather evidence, gather facts, and present them to the state's attorney. That's what we did. I stand behind the detective's investigation.
He's going to do community service too, right?
I'll let Mayor Emanuel comment further.
One thing is not only do I support the hard work of our police officers, the defective units, but I'd like to remind everybody, a grand jury indicted this individual based on only a piece of the evidence that the police had collected in that period of time. So a grand jury actually brought the charges.
So they're all pissed off, the cops and the mayor, all pissed off about it. And they're even going to talk about how much money they wasted investigating this shit.
So the cops are pissed that the charges are being dropped or that they were charged?
That the charges are being dropped and that he wasn't held accountable for wasting all the police time and causing racial tensions and all that. But, you know, all for his own self-interest, too, to get more attention on him, to get more money.
He's the gay Tupac.
I think two things I'd like to say, or three things I'd like to say. One, on financial costs, this $10,000 doesn't even come close to what the city spent in resources to actually look over the camera, gather all the data, gather all the information that actually brought the indictment by the grand jury on many, many multiple different charges. Second is what I would call the ethical costs. And the ethical cost is you have, as a person who was in the House of Representatives when we tried to pass the Shepard legislation that dealt with hate crimes, putting them on the books, that President Obama then signed into law, to then use those very laws and the principles and values behind the Matthew Shepard hate crimes legislation.
So I guess he, at the time that they had passed new hate crime legislation during the Obama administration, Rahm Emanuel was part of that before he became the mayor of Chicago.
To self-promote your career is a...
So now what he's saying is actual hate crime victims won't be taken as seriously anymore.
Because he got away with it?
I mean, just in general that he tried to perpetrate the crime.
Well, yeah. I think that we're left with that thought now that if someone would fake it, that anybody could fake it. But that's the same thing with people who fake rapes, right? That then makes it where rapes are no longer believed because you can fake them. No matter how legitimate they are. I think you just have to look at it based on the evidence and figure out what's going on. If someone's beat to shit and you know, there's eyewitness accounts or whatnot, history of hate crime, you can still have a hate crime work out. Like, this one was just a little fucking weird where he's wearing the fucking necktie around like he's on set.
Yeah. Oh, welcome back, Pimp.
Yeah, man. Sorry about that. My computer went completely blue screen and was going...
Holy shit.
Do you think Empire had him cleared so they could bring him back because they don't want to have to refilm his parts?
I don't know. I mean, they edited Kevin Spacey out of an entire movie. I guess it's not that difficult, right? What'd you say, Manny?
But Kevin Spacey's white.
Oh, good point.
Boss that comes
so what about
all
his
the
white
individuals?
Privilege? You should have stayed in the movie, right?
Gay men and women who will come forward and one day say they were a victim of a hate crime who now will be doubted. People of faith, Muslim or any other religious faith, who will be a victim of hate crimes. People that of also of all walks of life and backgrounds, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation. Now this casts a shadow of whether they're telling the truth. And he did this all in the name of self-promotion.
It's true.
This is after the charges have been dropped. They're saying all
right?
this. Damn.
Well, no. They made the case against him. The guy on the far left, you can just kind of see part of his face on the screen there.
Yeah.
He's the chief of police there, and he was all for it.
For the charges being dropped?
No. For the charges
going
forward. Yeah.
It's just interesting to see the charges being dropped and how angry
pissed.
Everybody involved is. That means somebody
they
up
think
high.
It was a miscarriage of justice. Well, I mean, they have no control over what once it's passed on to the judicial system, it's out of their hands, you know. So
yeah,
and he used the laws of the hate crime legislation that all of us collectively over years have put on the books to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
You say whitewash?
A grand jury could not have been clearer.
He didn't mean as far as skin tone.
Well, I know, but it's like interesting on the whole thing about race relation and hatred.
I know what he means,
whitewash.
Though. I know what he means
yeah. But it's like, was there a better choice of words here?
To then say not only is the cost, the $10,000 doesn't come cost financially, but all the other repercussions of this decision it made, to me, where is the accountability in the system? You cannot have, because of a person's position, one set of rules apply to them.
Right.
And another set of rules apply to everybody else. Well, in another way, you're seeing this play out in the universities, where people pay.
Seriously, though, I mean, if a normal person did this, they'd probably be doing hard time for it.
Yeah, but I think a normal person would do it better. Like, Jussie did the fucking dumbest shit. I feel like a normal person would have, like, reason not to get caught. Like, I don't understand why he even thought this would be a good idea to hire his fucking friends with a personal check to rough him up in the middle of Chicago and make up the story that these two fucking bigots in Chicago are fans of Empire and just notice him at the Subway sandwich shop.
Yeah, like, two MAGA hat
two MAGA
wearing
hat dudes.
Empire fans.
Can I start like something where I go, and because I'm a white rapper, that I go to the Grammys and someone comes and beats me up, like some gay people beat me up, and they say this is Lady Gaga country, and they just kick the shit out of me for being like a straight white rapper.
They slap the shit out of you.
Yeah.
You go to the BET Awards.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, I think Pimp Monk's computer took a shit again.
Damn.
He's gone.
Damn,
but hopefully
Pimp
he comes back again.
I think Pimp Monk just doesn't want to address the fact that he was Team Jussie. And he doesn't.
He's like, oh shit, gotta get out of here now.
They're gonna run me to the ringer.
Yeah.
I'm glad Jussie's free.
To get their kids a special position in universities. Now you have a person, because of their position and background, who's getting treated in a way that nobody else would ever, sorry about that, would, don't get near, I'm doing near my sermon here.
Wow. I wonder if he'll run for president someday.
His brother is the character Ari, I think it's Ari Gold from Entourage, the power producer or whatever, the power agent. He's like a celebrity agent. He's played by, I can't remember the fucking guy's name, but he's like this big agent in Hollywood. Ari Emanuel is his real name, but they call him Ari Gold in the show, and he runs like a bunch of talent out of Hollywood. They're like, I think he has a couple of their brothers, and they're all just like really connected, powerful fucking people. They're all angry, like shit talkers too. Like the way he's talking shit right now is just like they're passionate fucking assholes. That
he's been buddies with Obama forever.
Yeah, he was the first Secretary of State, right?
Treatment.
He was Obama's
officers.
Yeah, original Secretary
did hard
of State.
Work day in and day out, countless hours working to unwind what actually happened that night. The city saw its reputation dragged through the mud, but I remind everybody, it was not just the officer's work. That work, a piece of that work, was shown to a grand jury, and they made a decision based on only a sliver of the evidence. And as I remember correctly, somebody wanted to have that evidence in the day, as the superintendent said, their day in court, so all the evidence could be made public. Because of the judge's decision, none of that evidence will ever be made public.
Damn.
None of it. This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice, and sends a clear message that if you're in a position of influence and power, you'll get treated one way. Other people will be treated another way. There is no accountability then in the system. It is wrong. Full stop.
Do you blame the state attorney's office for this decision?
What I do want to say is the way I look at it is I commend the officers and the grand jury for their decisions.
What about Superintendent Johnson? Does Kim Fox owe you an apology too?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, our job as police officers is to present them with the evidence. The apology comes from the person that did this. If you want to say you're innocent of a situation, then you take your day in court. I would never, if someone falsely accused me, I would never hide behind a brokered deal and secrecy. Period.
Wow. Okay. Man, there's so many layers to this. So there was a brokered deal to get him off?
The deal is he has to pay the $10,000 filing fee or whatever, and he has to do some community service. and then it's all going to be dropped and expunged.
That's such garbage.
I mean, it's whatever. People are saying, like, if he can get away with this, what's keeping R. Kelly from getting away with this for all the girls he messed with? He got away with it in 2003. There were videos of him peeing on a fucking underage girl, and he got away with it. It's like, people get away with shit all the time. It's just, especially if you're connected. The only person that didn't get away with it was poor O.J. Simpson.
That poor boy.
That poor boy, O.J. Simpson.
Any heads up about this at all, right? I mean, you found out about this today while you were here. Is it unusual for the state's attorney to just drop a case like this without giving you guys some sort of heads up?
Well, I don't know what's unusual for the state's attorney, but we found out about when you all did.
John, hold on one second. I would say one thing. From top to bottom, this is not on the level.
From the state's attorney's office.
I understand that piece, but I do want to get, it's not on the level, but I also want to say, and I want to emphasize, underscore what the superintendent just said. In the end of the day, it's Mr. Smollett that committed this false claim upon two individuals and who have also testified, but also on the city. One action, yes, we're looking at the state's attorney. It is not on the level from beginning to end, and there needs to be a level of accountability throughout the system, and this sends an unambiguous message that there is no accountability, and that is wrong.
Very All interesting right. to see them talk about it this way. Like,
yeah.
Like I wonder exactly how he got out of this, right? Like, he had to go up above somebody's head. And Emmanuel, he's a very liberal dude, right? Like, you would think that him of all people would maybe have a little more leeway for Jesse, but I guess he knows the truth. He knows what they found on, yep. on that side of the investigation. He's saying it will never be released. Part of the deal was that stuff will never come out.
Yeah.
Jesse's probably going to be able to go back to Empire. I don't know if they'll want him back, but there's no evidence that he did anything other than the fact that they're saying he did. I think he'll probably move out of Chicago. I don't think Jesse will live in Chicago anymore when all the fucking cops yeah. and people hate him.
Yep.
This would be the time where somebody might attack him and be like, this is Empire country, dude. Like, it could be anything. This is our country.
Yeah.
And fucking slap him around for this. I hope they don't. You don't want anybody to get attacked. But, I mean, he's a marked man in that city. The cops alone probably fucking hate him. Spending however long they did trying to get him justice and then find out that he set them up, made them look like fucking fools. Very interesting. I want to know how he got that deal. I want to know who he went through. We probably never will know, but I want to get that person on my side.
Oh my God. There was an All About the Benjamins reference made at, AIPAC, however yeah. you say it, which I guess is some sort of conference that has to do with Israeli American relations.
American Israel.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And they use it All About the Benjamins.
For Benjamin Netanyahu? Yeah.
I think he uses it for himself.
Really?
Yes.
It's so cute.
I've heard it suggested that our support for Israel explained away by money or.
What a turtle.
By secret dual turtle, loyalties
turtle.
Of our Jewish friends here in the Congress.
From this Benjamin, it's not about the Benjamins. It's because they share our values. They just don't get it. It's because
this
America
is about you
and
too,
Israel
Benjamin?
Share a love it of is. Freedom and democracy.
For many years, such slurs and tropes were limited to the fringes. Sadly, they've recently received new prominence. Having been repeated and retweeted.
Does he look animatronic?
Tweeted by a sitting
like he's one of the
member of Congress.
Hall of President statues from Disney's Hall of Justice or whatever.
He looks so much like a fucking turtle. I've seen people paint him green and put a shell on him. Turtle.
I want to feed him raw hamburger.
What'd you say, Manny?
He speaks like a turtle, too.
Is that how you would imagine a turtle would speak, if a turtle could speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
From the get-go, I want to say this. My friends, your advocacy is not a conspiracy. It's not just another ism, but a hatred with a specific...
It's the jism.
...and horrific history. So I'm troubled that leading Democrats seem reluctant to plainly call out problems within their own ranks.
I feel like somebody has to chew his food for him. Like, he can't chew it on his own.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a fact or not. We could probably fact check that on Wikipedia.
Israel and America are connected now and forever. We will never allow anyone to make Israel a wedge issue.
A wedge issue?
Yeah, her plastic surgery just got tightened up recently.
She's not calibrated for speech.
Yeah, it's too tight. She's not used to that. She's gotta break it in. It's like a baseball mitt. When you buy it, you have to like, when you get a brand new baseball mitt, you take it and you oil it up, and you take a baseball and stick it right in the middle of it, and then you wrap it up. You like tie it up, or you put rubber bands around it, and then you put it like under your mattress for a few days.
So they did that with her face?
And I mean, that's basically what they do, you know, to break it in. To
She's
get
like your drunk aunt, right?
If my computer does it again, I'm going to have to fix it.
Oh, wow. Nancy Pelosi's voice really changed. Oh,
that was Pimple.
Yeah.
Oh. My Israel, America will stand behind Israel. Israel punched me in the throat unless I'm on an escalator.
Yep. You've never been punched in the throat because you've never fought a man, but still.
I've been punched in the throat by women.
Well, that's true. That's true.
That's why my voice is so soft and supple.
Pledge is proudly honored in this Congress where support for
Israel... I sound like I sucked a gravel man's dick.
Yeah.
Anyways...
Suck a honey badger's ass.
Bill remains ironclad and bipartisan. I simply declare to be anti-Semitic is to be anti-American.
No, see, anti-Semitic is to be anti-Semite, which actually, it's weird. The term anti-Semitic, when we hear it, we just think it's anti-Jewish people.
Yeah, because they've kind of like capitalized on it, right?
But it is. It's also Arabs, people from that part of the world. Mm-hmm. So they're all Semites, but no, if you're anti-Semitic, you're not anti-American.
Would you be anti-Semitic if you were like, against the Palestinians?
Technically, yes.
Huh.
I think she's trying to say is that America is secretly run by Jews.
Oh.
And if you're a Jew, you're anti the secret Jew Illuminati masters.
We here at Drunken Peasants don't believe
that. I don't think
that's
what she's saying. No.
Yeah,
that's
not.
No,
Manny. It's not.
No.
Manny, that's not.
It has no
Thank you
place
for our patrons,
in our country.
By the way. The Koch brothers. The
hey,
top
NBC
donors.
NBC News viewers.
Lester Koch
brothers. Our top donor, George Soros.
So I guess people are pissed off about gerrymandering North Carolina and Maryland, and they had protests. Gerrymandering is when they reconfigure voting districts to give one side an advantage.
Hmm. Maryland usually goes blue, right?
To the Supreme Court now, where justices are tackling two major gerrymandering cases. Justices are hearing arguments in cases from Maryland and North Carolina, and they'll have to decide if it's unconstitutional for state legislators to create election maps to gain political power.
The case in Maryland deals with Democrats drawing new district lines to take out one of the state's two Republican seats in the House of Representatives. Over in North Carolina, the focus is on Republicans redrawing district lines to strengthen their political advantage. For more on this, let's bring in Nick Oxner. He's a chief investigative reporter for our affiliate WBTV in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good to see you, Nick.
Yeah, there was a time where... where Toledo and Cleveland were two separate congressional districts, but Republicans, when they got into power, they made it one. So they eliminated one congressman, one Democratic congressman. So like, because there were Democrats in control of each district, but when it became one district, they had to run against each other first to get the nomination for that district and then run against a Republican. So they, no, win or lose, they got rid of at least one, Democrat congressman.
Effective.
Yeah, it works well, and both sides do it.
Yeah, good morning, how you doing?
So Nick, it's no secret let's start with North Carolina, that Republicans in that state redrew election maps to favor their party. Republican lawmakers in the state have also blatantly said they're going to use political data in drawing this map to gain partisan advantage. That's a quote. So can you take us through this case and how gerrymandering has impacted the politics there?
Yeah, absolutely. You said it's no secret, and that's because you're right. The Republican lawmakers in North Carolina General Assembly have been very explicit about this. This stems from maps drawn in 2016 after previous maps were thrown out by a different set of judges in a different...
Okay, yeah, this is dumb. They should try to stop... I don't know what more to say about this. This is dumb. They should try to stop it. I don't know if they can.
Can we gerrymander Washington State so I could win like an election? Like, is there like one,
I don't think
is there one county that's a big
gerrymandering?
Fan of me?
Gerrymandering is more about like giving one side an advantage in like the House. You know what I mean? So they can redistrict things to like get rid of House seats in that area. You know, because the House of Representatives is based on, you know, districts, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I just want to be mayor of like some city. And if gerrymandering helps me, I want to know if that helps me. Who came up with the name gerrymander, like filibuster and stuff? Those are
great words.
Pretty ridiculous names.
There was actually some filibustering going on recently because they're trying to stop the whole Green New Deal thing from, you know, even making it in front of...
They're just hating on my girl Ocasio-Cortez. She's too good for this world. Ocasio! Too good for this world.
You know, Chuck Schumer, even though they came back with a report and said no collusion, Chuck Schumer won't let it go.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I gotta read that report myself.
Are they going to open the report?
I'm going to say that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Now that Mueller has established there was no criminal conspiracy.
Look, I'm waiting to see the report before I say anything conclusively. I don't need Attorney General Barr's interpretation of the report. I am for the report. And our main thrust on this issue is simply transparency. Release the report, then come to conclusions.
What do you make of Senator Graham's plan now to have an hold his hearings on whether...
What's wrong with that guy in the on the right?
The start of the investigation...
He's stream sniping Schumer?
Yeah, he is.
He's about to say CX Network.
Senator Graham chose this time by helping us get Leader McConnell to remove his blocking of making the report public. A whole lot of Republicans have called to make the report public. Senate President Trump has called to make the report public. Leader McConnell has not given a single good answer why he shouldn't support our resolution. He says, well, it may not be the right time. The resolution doesn't talk about when. It just says that it should be done.
Yeah. So now they actually have to beat him in an election. They didn't get their easy way out where they got to impeach him. And I don't think they can.
I don't think impeachment was the right.
I think someone can beat him.
I don't think anybody can beat him. I don't like Pence.
I do.
I'd rather have Trump than
Pence. Who beats him?
In the crew that we got right now, no. There's somebody out there that could do it, I think.
Like I've always said, is the person who would beat Trump needed to be here at like 2016 or 2014 even. And growing their way up through it. Like Ocasio-Cortez, Jesse, which she's doing right now, she's getting footwork in for 2024.
Yeah, she's got some pull.
They need someone her bubbling up in 2014.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. I think Ventura could do it, by God.
Jesse Ventura? Yeah. The Rock could beat Trump, right?
I'm Jesse Ventura. And this is conspiracy theory.
I want Jesse and Rock to run on the same ticket. That's what I want.
Isn't it great that you could watch the movie Predator and be like, which guy from Predator? The guy that turned out to be governor? And you're like, wait, that's two of the fucking guys. Two of the guys from Predator came out to be fucking governors, man.
Yep.
And then WWE Hall of Fame, Donald Trump is our president. We live in the fucking darkest timeline.
Linda McMahon's
in the White House.
Yep.
Two people in the White House cabinet have taken Stone Cold Stunners.
Bill Cosby's in prison?
Bill Cosby's in prison?
Watch Trump ditch Pence and run with Vince. for re-election.
Trump Vince 2020.
I've always said that, like, at the State of the Union, when the president comes out, they should do it like a WWE entrance with, like, the big screen behind them and the pyro and the music.
And we're probably not far off from that. Was it Elizabeth Warren? Her set looked kind of like a Monday Night Raw set almost.
Yeah.
It had a lot of get up to it.
Do you remember Trump's music in WWE was basically Shane McMahon's?
Money, money, money,
yeah,
money,
yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here comes the money.
Here have Trump walk money. Out like Vince does, you know, that fucking...
Yeah.
Look. I just want you guys to finally start respecting our president since everything came back green light, okay?
No,
Orange man good.
No.
Okay?
Just because he isn't a fucking Russian spy doesn't mean he's a good fucking president.
Well, if he gives 4G and he might.
Why do you hate the troops, Pimp Monk?
Why do you hate the troops? Why don't you want that veteran lady to get her barbecue, Pimp Monk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, Pimp Monk. All she wanted was some barbecue.
Damn.
I want some barbecue.
Man. I went and got barbecue afterwards. I drove to another place.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In your fucked up car?
Well, no.
You didn't get
no.
sauced, all right, because the sauces are dangerous.
I called in a favor.
Oh, okay.
I called in a favor from Big Blue Barbecue.
Everybody, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. We have over 600, almost 700 live viewers right now. If you like the stream, it helps bring other people here. Interacting with the stream tells YouTube to recommend this stream.
Yeah.
Do that. Follow us. Make sure you're subscribed too. Holy shit. You know, I get tired of saying that, but every time I say it, it works.
Really?
Yeah. People subscribe. People liked it. Like the likes just practically tripled. I don't know why oh, you know what? I do this on the underground streams, but I don't think I've ever done this on the main channel. If you're lurking right now, say hi in the chat.
Hi, chat.
Just in the chat, just say hi, and we'll just see everyone say hi. The lurkers, the people that normally don't say anything in the chat, you should say hi.
The quiet majority.
Also, another thing that you should do is join the Discord and not lurk there and talk to the people there. It used to be a fucking nightmare, and now it's way better than it used to be.
It's a fun Discord.
We have one more news story to cover. It's not even really news, but... I guess in nowadays on YouTube, this would be considered news. Brave Browser. Make sure. Actually, we'll talk about Brave Browser before we go into the next segment. Here it is. This is Billy didn't even know. Ice Poseidon closed down the CX network, which was a large IRL streaming network, right?
Yeah.
A huge moneymaker.
Well, we assume.
I mean, I looked at, like, the type of trips they took, the type of places they got to, you know, live in. I would say they were doing pretty well.
Unless it was a Ponzi
scheme. Here's the network, and it actually says right here, the CX network is sunsetting soon.
Quadeca interview? Is this the guy... Is Neil Jumper on CX?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Yeah, he's on here. There was some confrontation on No Jumper between Ice and Hampton Brandon.
Blade is on there. Sweet Aaron. All our good friends.
Sweet Aaron, yeah.
All our good friends. EBZ.
Yeah, EBZ.
Scuffed Butler.
I remember meeting Cassandra, and she had that weird studded jacket on, and you're like, do you do any light stunt work? You remember that?
Yeah. She didn't. She didn't do light stunt work.
She told everybody that she was on lithium, and we're all like, okay.
Scuff Jim Carrey is my longtime buddy. He said he was glad I didn't get killed in my car accident. Scuff Steve Jobs liked my car accident today. So CX Network is looking out for me in my moment of need.
Oh, dude, do you remember when Onision was here and I asked him to follow me on Twitter? He's already unfollowed me.
Sorry. Also, fuck the EU. Article 13 is what happens when boomers are allowed to control shit they don't understand.
Well, Article 13 passed again today, but it'll be about 2 years before they can make it effective, right? Is that what they're saying?
So, Yeah.
YouTube, like, has already said that Article 13 completely fucks up. Like, the song Despacito wouldn't be able to be played in the UK because it violates 10 things under the Article 13 rule. So there's a lot of... I talked to a lot of YouTubers from the UK, and they're all, like, ready to sell their channels to American people or, like, hand them over to Americans and just... so they can still continue uploading.
Here's Ice Poseidon addressing the his fan base and his community and what have you.
Doom, doom.
And he, for some reason, he's wearing like short shorts and shit. It's really
kicking
weird.
It.
Hot out.
You probably have a lot of questions as to what's going on right now and why I haven't streamed in a while.
God, dude.
Are you worried one of his balls
is
going to fall out?
Or like he'll move his leg and give us like a steady glance.
Is he playing RuneScape over there?
It looks like. That's how he made a name for himself back in the day when he was way younger playing.
He just like would snort coke and play RuneScape all day? Is that?
No, I think the coke came after he moved to LA.
Oh.
Well, I'm here to give you a rundown of everything in the future.
What a terrible shot. I'm going to change my camera angle so it's like that. I've got shorts on right
you
now.
You do? You think one
they're,
of your
they're
balls
not as short
out?
As that, though.
Your plans and exactly what we're going to be doing and what's going to be happening here.
What it do? What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
Where are the streams, Ice Poseidon? These are questions we need to know.
I haven't streamed in the past week now because I... need a fucking filming permit from the city of Los Angeles in order to stream even inside of my fucking house, which...
That seems weird.
You think it's a lie?
I don't know. I haven't done the research, but that seems weird. It seems like he's probably the only person in the entire city that's being told that for live streaming.
A streaming permit.
Yeah, I mean, like, did anyone come... to Alki and be like, Alki, you need a streaming permit?
Dude, I think he might have had a permit.
For TV, not streaming, though, right?
Yeah, he had us doing all types of legal shit. He'd have people with fucking waivers behind us, making people sign waivers, and then we'd throw the waivers out because they didn't matter anyways.
Oh, yeah, it is weird. Important to mention, guys, for those of you who don't follow this, he was raided by the FBI a few days before this happened.
Yeah. And there was a lot of questions about that, so I'm assuming he'll answer some stuff here.
Is bullshit. They are totally. I mean, it's not really that bullshit, I guess, but it's just annoying. And I filming permit takes a week to get, so that's really frustrating. And we're in the process of doing that.
What it do? What it do?
What it do?
Can't you just like drive outside of Los Angeles and film? I don't know.
What did you do? Probably could, right? Maybe you can't leave Los Angeles under investigation.
Maybe not.
Get a little bit more information. We're going to be traveling to Oklahoma, and we're going to pick up the military truck and bring it back here. And that's going to be a good old week and a half of, like, fucking road tripping. And we're going to stream it, have, like, a security camera or whatever on the truck and stream it. And it's going to be a fun time for the next week and a half. And then when we get back to L.A., hopefully we have the filming permit by then.
What it do? What it do?
What it do?
This music
what it do?
Is so fucking
what
annoying.
It do?
So, the long-term plans as to what's going on with LA is... Well, first of all, I don't like the filming permit thing, and I also don't like the amount of people that have been, standing outside my house, live streaming, and just being fucking annoying.
Then why'd you let people know where you live? That's why they come.
With,
Right?
I don't know
streams and trying to stream the fucking FBI raid and all this.
Weren't there people that like broke
shit
into his house too?
So,
oh, I don't know.
Move out of LA in about,
I think there was like two guys two that broke in and kind of Steve Jobs. I had to like
have
him up,
couple
pull
months,
him out.
And then I'm probably gonna move out of LA after the military trial.
Like, there's people like this guy Messi I know showed up with some cocaine.
We're probably gonna do a
he just shows up and flashes it on camera.
Where we try to figure out where we're gonna live. We're gonna travel around the country. The viewers are going to help me decide where the fuck I'm going to live. And then, we're going to move over there.
Where should Ice Poseidon
live? And we're going to start all over.
Not
again
Seattle.
New,
they didn't like him very much
when
here.
When I say start all over.
He was talking about how nice it was here and how much he liked it, too.
Yeah, it's too bad. They were very mean to him.
I mean.
I'm going to leave all my friends behind, leave all the people behind, bring Voldesad, bring my girlfriend, and that's it. Over to the new state. After we finish the probably month.
I think he should move to Johannesburg, South Africa.
Why?
It'd be interesting. I'd watch it.
He would live like Dionysus. He could get the Zef style, and shave his head sideways and get tattoos all over his.
I wasn't really thinking that, but sure.
That'd be
cool.
I mean,
he can do that too.
Month and a half of road tripping to find out a new place to live.
Manny, I'm sorry. Your mic cuts out a lot, so I'm not really hearing what you're saying.
Oh, I was saying he could make friends with Chappie.
Yeah, Chappie the robot, streamer bot. Are there streamer robots yet?
No.
That would be ill.
Eventually, probably.
In San Francisco, they have those like parking lot cleaning robots that float around and like vacuum the gas station parking lots. Someone should get a streamer robot.
And then we're going to try and build all new people. I'm just going to build myself. I'm not going to build up a new CX network when I move. I'm literally going to build myself up. And, you know, when I throw events, I'll put people on the network. But what's going to happen is when I move, I'm going to remove everyone from the network. And, you know, then when I do special events, I'm going to add people onto the network temporarily and then take them off. Maybe. I don't really know. I might just shut the network down, to be honest, because I want to just focus on myself. And if I move to a new state, I kind of just want to start everything over in, you know, a different sort of way. I want to just do, streams for myself. I want to focus on building myself. I don't want to focus on building other people anymore. Because I've had a lot of people fuck me over. I've had a lot of entitlement over the past couple of years from some people. There's been a lot of good people that I've met, but there's been a lot of shitty people as well. And I kind of, I just want to cut the shitty people out of my life. So this is a good start. And yes, it will literally just be me, my girlfriend, and Bulbasad, my roommate. Those are the only three people that will be coming with us.
What about Scuff Steve Jobs?
Stands right now. And that
wow, he did not mention Scuff Steve Jobs.
Who's the other gentleman with the beard?
I don't know who that guy is. Said it's his roommate.
His roommate.
Is he a good buddy? Does he play RuneScape too?
I don't know.
Like literally nobody else. I don't really know what else to say from here on out. I mean, that's pretty basically the update that I wanted to give you guys. I just wanted to tell you about the filming permit bullshit and how I have to renew a permit every month for the next 2 months that I'm in this fucking in LA before I decide to move out. And why are we only going to be here for the next like 2 months or so? Because I really just want to move out of LA at this point. I want to go somewhere new. I want to try and find new experiences somewhere else. And I think it's going to take about 2 months to renovate the truck. So that's sort of the game plan at the moment. I don't know where I'm going to move. You guys want me to decide. The right.
Where should we make him move? It's up to
Miami.
Us fans, right? Should we send him to Miami?
I like the thing at the end that he puts here. This is he like he ends it and plays his little ad at the end. And then he comes back again. And he's like, "Hey."
Oh, I forgot to say. If you're wondering why any of this is happening, there's a lot of toxic ass people out there that are trying to ruin my reputation, make me look bad, make the city hate me, make the police hate me, just all around trying to fuck me up and ruin my life. I don't want to say who these people are, but there is just an alternative Reddit forum out there that is absolutely trying to fuck my shit up. So if you see any information on Reddit that's not from my official Reddit, it's just a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Do we know who it is?
No.
We don't know who it is?
It's me.
It's you, Manny? Yes. You're taking down Ice Poseidon, Manny?
And you want to know the subreddit that I'm using?
What is it?
r/petite gone wild.
Just be careful not to fall into their game.
Damn it.
All right.
He's wearing an Oklahoma State.
And he said he was
from Oklahoma?
No, he's from Florida, but he said he was going to Oklahoma to pick up
the Army vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. So, Pitmonk, what do you think about Ice Poseidon closing the CX network?
He's gone.
I know.
Damn it, Pitmonk.
He's been sitting there frozen for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's a little shocked.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, no. Can't believe it. I was just about to get on CX Network myself. I hope you come out to Alabama.
Or where's Pitmonk? Mississippi?
Come out to Mississippi. You can live here with me.
Pitmonk is dead.
So everybody, please use the link in the description. Download the Brave browser. Hey, and if you have an Android phone, you can now download the Brave browser on your mobile. It's crazy.
Do we have
Here's how you do it. So if you have the Brave browser on your phone, you have to go in up to the URL and type in Chrome:// flags. Chrome:// flags. And when you do that, it takes you to this screen, and there's a box that says search flags. And all you have to do is type in the word rewards into that search box, and it'll bring up something that says Brave Rewards. And there will be a thing that says default. You tap on that and switch it to enabled. And what it'll do is it'll restart the browser, and then you'll have that Brave browser triangle in the upper right-hand corner. Oh. And you will also have a new batch of basic attention tokens to send our way.
Oh,
yes.
You got to do that.
Yes.
Do that.
And if you watch the show through your mobile Brave browser, I believe it blocks ads through mobile, which is something you don't get for free through the YouTube app. You have to have premium or whatever. So just something to keep in mind.
We have some Streamlabs.
Yeah, yeah. What is that?
I have it on my phone.
Manny's already got it.
Did you enable the thing that I just showed?
He's got it. Did he freeze too?
Everyone's freezing.
The internet's being shut down, Derek, because of Central. Article 13.
I don't know.
He's bad.
Derek Centrist, $3. Billy, when he slid into you, did he at least give you a reach around? Every sweet boy deserves a reach around when they're getting slid into.
You would think, right?
No?
I feel like I was taken advantage of.
Huh.
There were no reach arounds, unfortunately.
Egghead Show, $2. Charlotte Flair just beat Asuka on SmackDown to become the new SmackDown Women's Champion. This has to mean they are merging the Raw and SmackDown Women's titles at Mania.
It has to mean that, right? Especially if it's going to be a main event matchup. That gives it even more power. So I'm excited to see women finally main event at WrestleMania. It's been 35 years. 35 years. Should have been Trish Stratus versus Mickey James.
Lita.
Should have been the main.
Juggalo V, $2. Smollett's relative called our DA Kim Fox to look the other way. Okay. Hypothesis, $5. The two governors from Predato are also WWE Hall of Famers.
From Predator.
They type Predato.
Predato. The two governors from Predator are Hall of Famers. President's Hall of Famer. It's pretty much WWE's taking over the world. And I'm glad to see women main event at WrestleMania, because that means women are taking over the world.
Sophie Lilith, I want a hug and some hot chocolate.
I don't have any hot chocolate, but I
got all the hugs.
I can do hugs.
RASSLIN, that's wrestling.
I was at a bar last night, and the bar had thermoses of hot cocoa and marshmallows to order to your table, like a carafe or whatever. They had on-demand hot cocoa, and they had s'mores and stuff. It was very weird.
S'mores.
S'mores, yeah.
Killer99, $2. Steven Anderson is doing a live stream. Cool. So are we.
Steven Anderson is turds.
You'll see Steven Anderson during the battles eventually. He'll be in them.
Oh.
And if you have any recommendations as to who you would like to see battle out of all the crazy people, let us know.
In the Tournament of Crazies.
Bow, bow, bow. We got Hannibal and Monty's account. I'm guessing it's probably Monty.
It's often Monty.
We're just not having any luck with the connections to our guests tonight.
Yeah, this is a rare fucking situation.
And by the way, one last time, guys, please like the stream. We're almost to 200, and we have over 700 viewers, so like the stream, get it shared, do that, and we're going to move on now.
R-A-P-I-N, that's rapping.
I keep playing this because people hate it.
They hate this?
Yeah.
Everybody else loves this.
All right, so we're about to get into it. This is going to be great. So as I said before, this is the first and second round of, I don't even know what to call it. It's the Crazy People Battle segment.
Battle.
So I have links in the description. You have to be Twitch followers of ours to vote. We're going to vote on the winners. And then in the next part of the tournament, the winners of these two rounds will face each other, but we have a lot more to go through in the next several episodes before we even get to that spot that's not filled in.
Yeah.
So, our first combatant.
Round one.
Round one! Fight!
It's a battle of Gail Cordschuler versus Gorilla 99.
199.
199?
Yeah, Gorilla 199.
Gorilla 199?
Gorilla 99? You know, I was going to work on my writing tonight, but I really feel burdened to make this video. See, I am aware that my life is being archived for the Tribulation Saints. So future Tribulation Saints, I'm going to show you the struggle I'm going through right now. I'm kind of pissed at my apartment management right now.
Damn.
That they had the, I mean, I've been paying my rent a month early for the past several years, and they reward me by raising my rent $75, and I'm pissed. And I'm so pissed that I've been tempted to think of moving, but yet, it may be totally out of their control. I do remember that they told me that, that they had to, that the person who's over them said that they had to raise the rent.
The rent is too damn high.
Too damn high.
Because the person who's in charge of this whole apartment complex says she wants everybody at this apartment complex to pay what's the standard.
It's funny, she gets mad about her rent going up $75 after years and years and years. Fuck. It's gone up 60%. In the last 5 years here.
In Seattle, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
she used to live in Seattle back in the day.
She's always calling the handyman over to her house, too, because she thinks she has fucking spies in her toilet and shit. she's always talking about how she brings the guy over.
Can you
over.
Send the handyman over? Zach Knight's in the corner raping me.
Yeah. It's like, maybe they should raise her rent a little bit.
Rates in the community, and I've been paying less than most people pay for a one-bedroom apartment. But nevertheless, that was one of the reasons I moved here. So I thought, it was so funny when she dropped the notice off at my door. It was like I was so excited thinking about this novel I'm writing, which I know is going to be a masterpiece, which I know the Lord is going to use to win Tribulation Saints to him. I mean, I've been doing so much research, and then I said, Lord, I need to get your perspective on this. And I went to Proverbs 20, and it says, don't say, Proverbs 20, verse 22, don't say.
Oh, by the way, to make this fair, I'm only playing each video for about the same length of time, even if they're not
even
the same.
Way off?
Yeah.
Say, I will get even for this wrong. Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. It's like, ooh. It's like, Gail, why do you feel like you're so mad you want to go get a cheaper place? You don't even know if you're going to get a cheaper place. So it was like the Lord says, and then there, and in my devotions, I happened to be in Timothy, where Paul was telling Timothy, those who run the race got to follow the rules, Gale commandments, Jesus says, it's easy. You know what you need to do, Gail. Stay where you're at. He says, I know you're mad because your rent went up, but just calm down. Calm down. Be patient and trust
me. Jesus told her this.
She owns a spaceship, right?
Like, yes.
Can she take a loan out against the spaceship to pay the extra $75?
I don't know if Lori McBride is blocking that from happening or what.
That's what he's telling me. You might say, how do you know it's the Lord? This is how the devil works on me, okay? I'm going to share with you my struggles because I want you to learn from my life and my mistakes. I am talking to tribulation saints. They will be watching these videos in the future, and maybe I can even help some people, you know, that are struggling with decision making. I mean, I've already made this a matter of prayer, and the Lord's already told me he wants me to stay here. He said, hey, Gail, it's a Gail command.
Jesus is like, no, Gail, don't move. Just stay where you are.
Damn it. Thou shalt spend money only on food and bills. And he says, you got to trust me, Gail. And so.
The fuck was that?
Was that Jesus texting her?
I'm going to share my mistakes so you can learn from my mistakes, okay? Right about the time I was divorcing my ex, and I was following God's leadership to divorce him, Jesus said, if you don't get out of this marriage, you're going to be dead within 2 years. And I believe it, because my husband was dangerous. He was a Jesuit.
Fucking.
Everyone she doesn't like is a Jesuit.
Well, she married him, right? Like,
she divorced him, so now, oh, he's a fucking Jesuit.
Why would she like him? He obviously didn't tell her he was a Jesuit when they got married, so the marriage was...
That's because he's not a Jesuit.
Oh.
And that I did right. But one thing I did wrong is that I went to a doctor, and they did a mammogram on my breasts. And they said, we see calcium deposits in your breasts, and that could mean that you have cancer. And so we want you to do biopsies just to make sure you're okay. I went to God in prayer about it, and I felt really spooky about it. I said, and the Lord, when I went to the Bible and I went to God in prayer, the Lord said, the Lord told me this, I remember very clearly. He said, if you will start writing again, you will not have cancer in those breasts. You do not need to do the biopsy.
Did she start writing?
Don't do that. And I believed him for about a week. But then my mother heard about what the doctor said. She said, oh, you should go get your biopsy. And then Brent Spiner seemed to be telling me.
Data?
I mean, he seemed to be hinting that I should do it.
Data was hinting that she should go to the biopsy?
Yep.
So she took her mom and Data's advice over God.
Yep.
And the doctor's advice. I think she
These
did the right
well-meaning
decision.
People were giving me guidance that was outside of what the Lord told me. You know, in 2013, when Jesus and I...
All right. So that's Gail.
Time! So basically, Gail chose to start writing over going to the doctor for her cancer. Because Jesus said so.
Yeah, and basically the point she's trying to make here is that Satan raised her rent because he wants to stop her from writing.
So she has to pay that extra rent.
Yep.
Or else Satan wins.
Yep. And that's why Jesus is telling her to stay there. You know what? This is one of the most normal videos she's ever made, actually.
It's very normal. It's unfortunate.
She doesn't talk about, like, giant dicks or anything like that.
Yeah. But she did talk about having to take advice from either God or Brent Spiner,
yeah,
which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to Pergamos, the throne of Satan himself.
Did you know there's a throne of Satan and you can go there?
It's Pergamos?
I guess
so. Is it like the Iron Throne?
I guess so.
The Iron Throne.
Apollyon, the beast from the pit of the Book of Revelations.
And it's a big one. And I've kept quiet about this for years. But now's the time to expose it. If I had said anything about this secret, and it is a secret, it's a huge secret, and there's a lot of people going to be very upset about what I'm going to expose, but it has to be
said. Exposed his genitals.
If I have exposed it before, I was concerned about what would have happened, the way people would have reacted, and I'm quite certain that it wouldn't have gone down very well. It's not going to go down well anyway, but it'll go down well with the Christian community, and it'll go down well with anyone who knows the truth.
What the fuck is he even talking about? He's saying, I'm going to say something, but I'm not actually going to say what it is now. I'm just going to talk about it.
Is he
going
to wait till he gets to the throne of Satan to
Apparently.
Say
Apparently.
No, he said he's going to expose something, and he's going to expose his genitals.
I really was not able to say anything because I feared for other people's safety.
You know, now that I'm thinking, like, the next time I do this, I'm going to look for the craziest videos of these people. Like, I should have picked Gail's craziest video, even though people have seen it. And I should have picked Gorilla199's crazy video where he talks about Jesus being crucified
because
on top of a pyramid.
Because Satan raising your rent or going to visit Satan's throne isn't crazy enough.
Yeah.
In exposing this.
You're right.
My safety isn't really important, but other people's to me was, but my concern for those people was misplaced. And perhaps I did wrong by not exposing it at the time. But it needs to be done now. And that's what I'm going to do. So, as I say, I'm on my way to Pergamos. That's the view. And to get this done, and I've got no fear at all, none, zero.
Driving Miss Crazy versus the rent is too damn high.
Yep.
But I was actually scared.
I was actually scared
to say it. But it makes no difference to me anymore. Pergamos is a very interesting, as well as a very satanic place.
Everything's satanic to this dude. All right. Here we go.
Now, to vote, you have to be a Twitch member?
Just a Twitch follower. So you don't have to be a subscriber or anything. You just have to follow us on Twitch to vote.
Okay.
And we'll keep the voting open until the end of the show here. And then we'll announce the winners. That's the longest time keeping it open. Wow, right now, Gail winning. Handedly right now. This is a brutal ass whooping. There's a link down in the description if you want to vote.
My call for this was Gail, I think, before we even watched it. Yep. I had Gail as the winner. And even though these were two rather tame crazy videos, which were still pretty crazy, I think Gail was crazier, just videos involved. So, I do believe it's going to be Gail.
Well, we'll check back on it, but it looks like Gail's probably got that one wrapped up. All right, this is a big part of the tournament here. Jared versus Von Helton.
I already know who I'm picking here.
Here's Jared.
What's up, guys? It's Jared Genesis here. So I just wanted to address the reasons why I don't wear a lot of different shirts. Number one, I don't really see what the big deal is. I'm not trying to win any sort of beauty contests or pageants.
It's not beauty. It's more like
hygiene contest. Yeah. Not wearing the same shirt for 2 weeks. It's not really a contest. The contest is between you and your fucking epididymitis.
Know me very well. I'm one that gives little fucks. But with that said, I still do try to make good content. I'm just not really here to please anyone. I'm not one of those people.
His good content is literally this every time. Him sitting in his dirty ass room with a bunch of weird shit behind him.
And we didn't realize how dirty the room was until we got that other angle. Yeah. We saw the shit-smeared door handle.
I saw what his desktop looked like. Like not his computer desktop, but literally the top of his desk Ugh.
Yeah.
And I don't know why some people think I owe them anything. You're getting free content. If you don't want to watch someone simply because they don't change their clothes a lot.
Yeah, yeah. He changes his clothes like once every 3 weeks. Sometimes four. 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't change my clothes a lot.
This is the craziest video so far.
Then you sound like one of the people who would maybe enjoy Markiplier or PewDiePie, not someone like me.
Yeah, those pieces of shit that change their clothes all the time. Maybe you like one of them.
Their ears.
Those fucking successful people that change their clothes. Go watch those pansies.
So, you know, it is what it is, man. People, men, grown-ass men, talking about how a man looks and how he dresses, it's kind of gay and it's lame. But
is it?
Well, I think kind of gay and lame should basically be the tagline for Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Kind of gay and lame.
Kind of gay and lame. It's the Drunken Peasants Podcast, an obscure alt-right clusterfuck.
But, you know, such is life. But I just wanted to tell you guys, I probably will be going shopping soon. The reason why, number one, is I just really like this shirt. I love Ninja Turtles. And yes, I am an enthusiast. Okay.
I agree with him here. He is an enthusiast.
Even Doug Tenapel, huge Ninja Turtle fan.
Yeah. Ninja Turtles are grand. They're grand.
I think Doug Tenapel knows the guy who created Ninja Turtles.
Eastman and Laird?
Well, Eastman. Or yeah. Maybe he knows both of them. I don't know. Or at least like from going to, you know.
I'm sure he's met them.
Cons,
you know,
and
he's
shit.
He's been around in the business for 25 years.
Yeah.
I'm not just a guy that wears, you know, Ninja Turtle shirts. I love the old school show. I even like the new school shows, the movies. My favorite movie of all time is probably TMNT from the 90s. But I also love the Michael Bay ones. People hated him, man, but I was...
I thought he was going to say Secret of the Ooze.
I was in there at the theaters with all the little kids watching that shit. You know,
is that the one with Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
Ninja! Ninja!
And Kevin Nash played Super Shredder?
Yeah.
Acting like a little kid myself.
Bad guys with donuts.
Haters are going to hate. I mean, it is what it is. They look like they could fucking, you know, beat Batman's ass. I don't see how you can hate on that. But anyways, so about the shirt, though, yeah, it's also thin. And I'm a big stocky guy, so I can get sweaty easily. Stalky. Yes, I am a little bit overweight, but I'm sure as hell no Francis, okay? Sure as hell ain't no Boogie 2988.
Whoa, see, he's throwing shade at your boy.
Haters. Haters.
Hopefully, maybe that guy will lose weight like he's trying to do, but right now, I don't know, man. It's not looking that promising for the guy, but anyways. So, yeah, I'll probably go on shopping soon. It's just...
He did lose a ton of weight.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, would you rather be moderately successful, fat Boogie 2988?
I would take Boogie's life over
dirty Jared. Yeah,
Jared's life easily.
Yeah, I'll be Boogie 9 times out of 10 to that one time that I'm Jared, just so I can have that cool Ninja Turtle shirt, because it is a cool Ninja Turtle shirt.
It's all soaked in his dirty ass man juice.
I don't want his shirt. I would like that
he
shirt
probably
in
like,
my size.
Probably jerks off. It comes in his hand and wipes it on the shirt and stuff.
He does, but I don't want to talk about that because it's gross. I think, look, it's obvious. All he had to say was, I wear my shirts for 2-3 weeks at a time because they're awesome fucking shirts. Why would I take them off? I'd be like, okay, you're gross, but I respect that. He's over here with all these different... Well, I just, you know, don't see the point. You're gay if you don't like me wearing the same shirt 3 weeks.
What do I have to do? Do I have to... You know what? If we can get the goal to at least 50%, I'll take a zap. I'll do it where I did it last time, on my chest.
You're going to zap your chest?
Yeah. Cause
the zap goal
that
was
better than my throat.
Yo, I can zap you in the throat,
dude. That hurts so bad to get zapped in the Adam's apple.
I'm very picky about what I wear too. I don't like t-shirts because they're made specifically.
You wear t-shirts all the time,
specifically for beta male cocks.
They're made for beta. Okay, what? A Ninja Turtle shirt is not, but other t-shirts they're beta male cocks.
I don't know, Ben. You might be wearing a beta male cuck shirt. I know I'm not.
This is a Seattle Mariners shirt.
My shirt's not a beta male cuck shirt.
So Billy the Fridge, who lives in Seattle, thinks the Mariners are beta male cucks?
I don't know.
Is that your official statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hmm. The Mariners are beta male cucks.
Okay. You're a jerk.
And were you a MGTOW? You a Mariner going their own way?
Is that a thing? Is that a
what
thing?
You are? MGTOW?
For fat beta males with no arms. Way. And so the sleeves are really small. And with this thin shirt, I was able to stretch it to where it still gives. And, you know, I need that breathing room. I don't like stretchy clothes. I don't have a problem with guys who wear stretch pants. I grew up with punk rock. With punk rock music.
Papers of his stink after 3 weeks. Like, I don't know why you would want that shirt to breathe after 3 weeks. It's going to smell like someone was making shit jerky in your fucking bedroom.
A lot of kids wore stretch pants way before that shit was even cool. Stretch pants and leather jackets. That's just how we did it back then. But again, for me, I like something roomy. That's just how I am. I like to be comfortable. Comfort is number one thing with me, you know?
Comfort is fine. That's not... Dude, you could wear the baggiest, most comfortable shit that you want, but you should change your clothes and wash your clothes.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Jared's a fucking liar. Comfort's not important to him, or else he wouldn't sleep on that pile of trash
right.
that he calls a bed, which is mattresses and comfort foam with no fucking sheets.
If I know that I'm going to be home all day and I'm not going to like do anything, like I'm not going to stream, I'm not going anywhere, then maybe I'll like keep the same clothes I wore the day before and just like lay around and do nothing all day. One day is the most that will ever go.
I think I've had a run of like 3 days of stink.
Oh, dude, I've had but I wasn't in my 30s like he is. When I was like 19, 20, fuck yeah. Like I was terrible with that shit.
There's like this certain level of stink, which is usually 3 or 4 days, where you just start feeling like you're coated in stench.
If he won't even imagine, like, he probably wears the same fucking socks. Like, socks are like, if you go out walking around at all, those socks need to be changed at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You should not wear socks too. I mean, like, if you're sitting around doing nothing, your feet aren't sweating at all, maybe you could rewear. I wouldn't do it.
I like to buy brand new socks. It's my favorite thing.
Oh, brand new socks are amazing.
I love brand new socks.
That's a good feeling.
I love it. There's just certain things in life that are worth, you know, a little extra money, and brand new socks are that's pamper yourself. Pamper yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Get yourself some socks.
And let's check on the status of the poll. The first poll here. Gorilla gaining a little bit of ground, but not really.
Not enough.
Not really. And,
I'm not a trendy person. I'm not, you know, trying to look cool for anyone. If you think I'm cool, that's awesome. If you don't, I really could care less. But, you know.
How many people think actually, Jared's cool?
That means, I hate it when people say I could care less, because.
I could care less.
It's I couldn't care less.
But the kids these days, they say I could care less.
I don't
less.
Give a fuck what the kids say. If that doesn't make it right.
If you say it's wrong now, you're wrong. You're a boomer.
Oh, okay.
It's the hip kids say
that's
I could care less.
That's the dumbest fucking logic ever. All right.
I could care less. That's hip. I'm such a fucking boomer. Watching full screen. Uh-oh. Why is he in San Francisco now?
I guarantee you he's never even been to San Francisco.
Maybe he's just on a Fuller House marathon.
I really like that.
But he's never even had Rice-A-Roni.
For real. I think he's just trying to sweeten up to Jody Sweeten. Von Helton wants to get him into his harem now that he's single, freshly single.
Wow, do I need to speed this up?
Exclusive in Patreon chat says my dick doesn't work. Confirmed. And I've had an it's a fucking
holy hopping horse shit,
bitch.
I was right number 31, motherfuckers. I was right number 31. Suspicious behavior. Body language expert spot something odd during Jesus Campos Ellen interview. And if you scroll down page.
Fuck, marry, kill. Jared, Von Helton, Chris Chan.
Damn it.
Can I choose the kill for myself?
Yeah. I would... Fuck Von Helton, marry Jared, kill Christian.
Wow!
Says Mandalay Bay security guard Jesus Campos said down with
marry Jared, I'm cleaning his fucking room.
Oh.
I'm cleaning that room.
That works out for everyone.
Wednesday
I'm keeping only the toys that I want to play with, and I'm selling the rest.
Stretch shooting in Las Vegas, October
the
1st.
Do his laundry?
There's already a fair amount of speculation surrounding shooting and a body language expert.
He needs a mom. He's one of those men who, when he finds a mate, they have to be his mommy, basically.
Expert pointed out that Jesus displayed signs of deception. Where does deception come from, my loyal followers? It comes from evil spirits and demons.
He already went there.
All right. Signs of deception during his Ellen interview. In a quick video uploaded by...
And this is the only contestant in this new crazy people battle segment where I have to speed him up because he talks so fucking slow.
The Bombard Body Language YouTube channel. Various eye movements, body expressions, facial tics, and vocal discrepancies made by Compos, building engineer Stephen Shuck.
But there's all kinds of tics out there in the backcountry.
Lunatics. Provide tells significant deception. All right, so basically in a nutshell, what happens is your humble correspondent was right once again. This is not Jesus Campos. The real Jesus Campos is very, very fucking dead. And this is somebody that they brought in to take his place and to feign this shit all off. Because the real Jesus Campos found out that it was an actual legitimate terrorist attack on U.S. soil, and we can't have nobody leaking that to the media. So they killed his fucking ass and found this son of a bitch to replace him.
So the conspiracy theory here is that the Mandalay Bay shooting was actually an Islamic terrorist attack, and this Mandalay Bay security guard, Jesus Campos, was actually killed and replaced with a guy who who looks just like him.
Don't you think crisis actors would be trained in body language?
Is it kind of like when the Million Dollar Man hired someone to get plastic surgery to look like Earl Hebner so that they could screw Hogan?
Was plastic surgery?
Well, I mean, that was the kayfabe story.
That was what they said? That's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Earl had a
twin brother.
Yeah.
Or maybe like when the fake Undertaker came around. This is the fake Undertaker. Is someone washing their butthole right now?
I think it's Manny.
Ah.
Manny's all like frozen. So I don't know who it is.
Ah. I think if he was actually a crisis actor, he would be trained in body language, right? Like, he might have suspicious body behavior because he's recounting this horrific experience.
And I've now got somebody that corroborates that story. This body language expert corroborates that story. She said the way this man's acting, and the way he's speaking, and the way Ellen is responding, and the way the schmuck guy...
This is...
whatever. Anyway...
This is all bullshit.
I can't help myself. Anyway, the point is...
Yeah, forget the fact that it looks just like him, sounds like him, and everyone else says that it's him. Let's look at his body language. Not the same person, right?
Million Dollar Man hired this guy.
These guys are fake as a $3 bill. These are not the real guys. They did not know what the fuck was going on, and I have once again been proving right. And listen, I told you in my initial... Las Vegas massacre video. I will be proven 100% right about every bit of this shit that I've been telling you. This was a legitimate attack on American soil by terrorists, and nobody wants to discuss it because this time it's real. It's not some staged event by the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. This time it's the real fucking deal, and nobody wants to talk about it because it's real this time. It isn't a setup. It isn't a staged event. Because, I mean, think about it. If it's a staged event, media would still be all over this shit, man, like white on rice, man, playing this shit up for all they're worth. But they're not. Why? Because this time it's real. I remember talking about the Vegas shooting for a long time after it happened.
The media was talking about it.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of people that were talking about it being fake, like always whenever some crazy shit like this happens.
Attack by Muslim terrorists on American soil. For real. Okay. This is legit, man. All right. But anyway, I wanted to get you to see that, you know, I've got backup on this shit now, okay? This body language expert...
He makes it sound like there's never been a Muslim terrorist attack on U.S. soil. This is some unprecedented thing that's never happened. Well, either way, that's not what
Do
happened
here.
Do
you think Jesse Smollett's covering up the Muslim terror attacks?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Absolutely agrees that that is not his accomplice. Not him. Real one's dead, man. Real one found out it was a legit terrorist attack on U.S. soil. They killed his fucking ass. Sure did. They killed him dead as a mackerel. But now, this here body language expert absolutely agrees with your humble correspondent here. So I just wanted to throw that up at you.
All right, let's take a look and see. It'll be interesting to see who the people vote for, because a lot of these people, if they get their fucking asses handed to them, it's like, wow, this is a stain on their legacy, I would say. So we'll go back.
Legacy stain?
Yes, kind of like Jared Genesis's weird clothing. Wow, Jared is beating Von Helton. It's still kind of close. By the way, the link is in the description if you want to vote. You have to follow us on Twitch, which means you must have a Twitch account. And then you go to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants and click on the little follow button. It's free to do.
It's pretty close.
It just it helps us from... It helps it so that people can't rig the voting. You know, it's a little tougher, you know, if we didn't have some kind of verification.
We don't want you people rigging our votes. This isn't Florida election in 2000.
This is serious shit.
This is legit.
So yeah, Gale just totally destroyed Gorilla.
Rightfully so.
So the winner of this one is going to go on against Gale. I'm going to find some crazier videos from them. And if people have seen them before, I got to find the ones that fully capture the magnitude of their craziness, because that's kind of what we're voting on. And I guess who's more, I don't know. Should it be who's more likable or who's the craziest?
I think it should be who you want to see next round.
Okay, so that can just be likable, because like Gail is a nice lady. She's just crazy, but she's nice. But
I would want to see Gale over Gorilla 1999, Gorilla 2000.
199?
Yeah. I'd rather see Gale.
We're going to move on to the next segment in just a moment here. I do want to remind you that you should be following us on Twitch anyway, because we're going to be streaming on Twitch in the post show after this.
Tonight.
And we're going to be playing Apex Legends. Billy has volunteered to go first. Right?
Because I'm really good at Battle Royale games. I play Tetris 99. So I'm pretty sure I'll be really good.
Come watch
Apex
us humiliate
Legends.
Ourselves immediately after this stream ends. Go over to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants.
So are the blocks different in Apex Legends than in Tetris?
I've never played it before. That's the fucked up thing. Like, I've never... Like, this will be my first time playing it.
Like, in Tetris, they have, like, the long block that goes down and you get a Tetris
with it. There's no blocks. I do not believe there are blocks in this game.
What?
You'll see. And there's no, mythical creatures that you can capture in a spherical object.
Oh, Pokemon Go? That's not a battle royal, though.
Right.
What are you guys playing on?
PlayStation.
PlayStation. I understand.
I would have gotten the
no
PC
Pokemon
version,
Go
but I just don't like to fuck with it while I'm streaming the regular show. I'll just let the console do the work of running the game. Up next, Billy's favorite segment.
Yo, safely!
Let's go find the skater pinnable in this box.
Okay. Oh, shit. Yeah.
I'm the only lady with a good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
Oh, man, should we play that one song?
What song?
Your new remix.
What do you mean? No, we shouldn't.
All right.
Fucking deep state fakes. Best producer alive.
We'll read Mark the Streamlabs. We'll read the Streamlabs at the end of the show, guys. Keep them coming and we'll read them.
Directed by Mark 5.
DJ Mark 5.
DJ Mark 5.
I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on. I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on. I put myself on. I put myself on.
I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on.
Is he a boxer?
I ain't never had 50 Cent give my back. And I ain't never had Dr. Dre give me a track. And I ain't never had Eminem help me out. And I ain't never had Jay-Z give me...
How can she even dance to this? First of all, I don't even hear any percussion at all. All I hear is like a synth. type.
I'm not
sound.
Even sure if she's dancing to this or if he just found a girl on a green screen and layered her in with him.
Maybe. Clout,
this flow is dumber than radio. So sit back and enjoy the show. Cause Mark 5's about
yeah.
to blow. Surfing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's in there.
Waves,
oh.
I'm in Santa Monica.
Maybe
and
she's
I'm like,
crazy.
Tupac, cause
I've seen people on street corners dance like that.
Finally, I'm hearing percussion come in, like the beat drop.
That was Manny talking.
I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on. I ain't have a cosign,
wow,
this
is so,
bad. So I put myself on. I put myself on.
I think
put
he put himself
on.
On.
I
ain't
have a
cosign,
so
I put myself on.
I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on. I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on. I put myself on. I put myself on.
This is Ric Flair's son?
Dream with a
David?
Oh man.
It's not Reed.
One credit and I care.
David's like 40 something years old too.
Free so much cash in my socks, I don't need a debit.
I'm
talking shit all the way to my grave. And he's still trying to figure out how I'm getting paid. It's impressive. I'm so progressive. And don't
it's
be telling me
so
that I'm sad and depressive. Because I'm as happy as Pharrell when he made that song. This game ain't a sprint, it's a fucking marathon.
I'm as happy as Pharrell when he made that song. This game isn't a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy spent what he would have spent paying his Sprint phone bill on this video, and he overpaid.
Do you think he paid that girl that's like his girlfriend or something?
I don't know if that's his girlfriend or not. I hope he paid her good money. I hope.
Look at how tight that top is on her. Like, you can see like her lower torso sticking out so much.
She's got the muffin pop. Poor girl. Poor girl. I don't want to talk about her body.
I'll tell you what. Another thing is, like, if you're going to wear, like, yoga pants and shit, there is a point where they stretch so tight that they're basically see-through. So that's another, like, word to the wise there. Right? Like, maybe buy the next size up.
She's a sweet girl. She's just trying to make a living out here getting... this fucking fuck money from this weirdo boy.
Okay.
She's working for her money, okay? She's 2019 Dolly Parton.
Driving in my sports car like Dale Earnhardt. Ask
Hello.
Anybody about...
Hey, Pimp. Welcome back, Pimp, homie.
I had to reset my fucking computer. I hope that works.
I mean, yeah, you're back. Things seem a lot more solid now.
Me and they'll tell you I'm a sweetheart. And I didn't graduate, but
a
I got the street smarts.
Sweet
and I'll still be ballin' if this track never hits the charts. I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on.
Okay, she
I
might
have
be paid.
Cosign,
if he's a sweet boy,
so
girls will do stuff
on.
For free for
I
sweet
put
boys.
Myself on.
That's a
I
fact.
Put myself on. I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on. I ain't have a cosign, so I put myself on.
I don't have a cosign. He should have cosigned like green screens of Dr. Dre behind him. He's got all this green screen opportunity.
I've been there and done that. I'd rather kick it at the MGM.
This could be so much more like Chuggo status. Remember Chuggo's green screen video?
Oh, come on,
come on,
fucking guy.
Chuggo's video was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
this is just like one shot of boring ass boxing and. Boring ass girl dropping her boring ass butt.
Not a boring ass.
All right. It's not a boring ass.
Let's check out the next one.
P the G, She's Mad. From Black Hole Studio Recordings. She's mad.
He looks so short.
She's mad, dude.
His mom was mad at him. And I know why.
Simply cause she's not I. People think they just can layer auto-tune over whatever and it'll sound good, and it just sounds like
it's fitting though.
Audio
right?
Vomit.
It does fit because this is audio vomit. This
yeah.
is all shit.
Yeah.
So it's fitting.
Fecal
I
audio.
Think it's quite beautiful.
You think it's quite beautiful, Pitmonk?
It's quite beautiful.
She's mad and I know why. Simply
didn't Kanye
Usher.
Wear glasses like that?
At one point.
Yeah. So I think that's...
I think Ray Charles did too, though.
No, not with
the
80s? Stripes, did he?
I think that was a big thing.
I think he just wore sunglasses all the
time.
He
wore them for a Pepsi commercial in the early 90s. She's not
high. She's good, but
I'm great. Because she's mad simply because she's not I.
I think Billy thinks all blind black people look alike because he's talking about Stevie Wonder.
Blind black people do look the same. Don't look at all. They're blind.
His singing is such shit that not even the pitch correction helps it. It's that bad.
Well, pitch correction won't fix garbled shit, right?
Yeah.
You can't correct certain things.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I've heard auto-tune babies crying.
Why they're gonna mix in some actual dialogue with the song here? That never sounds good unless there's like a break in the song, you know what I mean? But I don't know, it has to be very specific. Got nothing, so she wants
mine. She's mad and I know why. I know why. Simply because she's not I. Why is this guy not rich? Is it because he's blind? Is that why? Is it because he's fucking Anne Frank? Or Helen Keller? Helen Keller? Because he's Helen Keller?
Those two were both wrong on so many
levels. Helen Keller is blind, right?
I like how you got them mixed up, too.
What?
Helen Frank?
Yeah, that's what she's blind.
Helen Frank.
Neighbor.
She's
mad.
And I know why.
Neighbor.
Because she isn't blind.
I showed Pimp Monk your video.
It's not my video.
I did.
It's a deep fake, dude. It's a deep fake. Someone made a fake video of me, and I'm not happy with it.
I synced the words and I heard the words that you said, and it was quite bad.
Neighbor.
I disavow what Billy said.
I'm going to send you guys a cease and desist order.
What is it? Kid Scrambles, Ass to Mouth and Back, the official music video.
What? Kid Scribbles.
Ass to Mouth and Back is the name of the song.
This is effective use of green screen here.
Why is it so faded?
Because they're in the desert, goddammit.
It's from the new Aladdin soundtrack.
Cigarette.
Will Smith's gonna pop out that mic.
Their audio is shit.
Mixed Park Productions featuring Kid Scribbles! Oh shit!
Oh my god.
My dude!
He just fatting around!
Yeah. Why does this guy have Pimp Monk style and Pimp Monk sexual proclivities?
If Pimp Monk like stretched out his earlobes, they'd look a lot more alike.
Pimp Monk, do you go ass to mouth and back?
I do. I go mouth to ass, ass to mouth, then back.
Ass to mouth and back. They say you never go ass to mouth. Careful there, Pimp Monk.
You gotta go ass to mouth, man.
Careful there, Pimpy.
Wait a minute, I don't wear caps like that, though.
This is an educational video.
I like
ass to mouth and back. Ass to mouth and back. Ass to mouth and back. Yeah.
You got it fast backwards.
I know that good clean girls.
If I gained like 50 pounds, I'd kind of look like this guy.
If Pimmo lost 50 pounds.
Yeah, I have like the piercings, like that kind of shit.
Okay, if you and Pimp Monk grew together to one person, it would be ass to mouth and back guy. You guys would be, what was his name, Pimpy Scribbles or Fat Scribbles? What was his name?
Kid Scribbles.
Kid Scribbles, yeah.
Fat Scribbles.
You guys would be Kid Diddles. What is he doing?
Work it off, Billy. Dude, this video's great. This is one of the best ones we've ever watched.
Ass to mouth and back. This is how you use green screen. Now my pecker smells like doo-doo.
That would be something I would say.
Ass to mouth and back. Ass to mouth and back.
He's got good style.
Ass to mouth and ass to mouth and ass to mouth and back.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. He's wearing a bib too, right? That means he's eating. Did he just kiss some testicles on his chain?
I think
or were those boobs?
What a great song, man.
Yeah.
I like that one.
This is one of the first educational songs I can get behind.
This is funny enough. It's not cringe.
It's not cringe.
No, it's not cringe. I like this one.
This gentleman. We'll have to try and get ass to mouth and back guy as a guest one time. Remember how well that worked out with Endless Jess?
I feel electric spark on my shoulder and the touch of terror volt. Turn switch on, check the electricity, I leave it on in bed, I slumber. I hear the rhythm of the music.
It's Mexican radio. It's not really a rap song, but it almost sounds like he's trying to rap.
By the fire and never use it. Hear the talking of the DJ.
Sounds like
it. Can't understand what does he say. I'm on Zekrom Radio.
Zekrom Radio.
I'm on Zekrom. Whoa. Radio.
Radio.
Is Zekrom a Pokemon?
Is it?
I have no idea. I don't. We haven't got that far.
Yeah, the electric dragon.
So people are asking in the chat if it's Egghead.
It sounds like they did. But Egghead's
not. Egghead Radio.
Turn on the power, tune the station. They talk about the new restaurant.
This hurts,
understand?
Man. Oh, this hurts.
This why can't we go back to ass to mouth and back? Ass to mouth and back. Ass to mouth to ass to mouth to ass to mouth and back. That was so much better.
I'm pretty sure this guy's singing about Pokemon.
Get Pokemon out of your goddamn head, Manny.
Just a little, no comprende, it's a riddle. I'm on Zekrom Radio.
Come on.
I'm hey with guys. Billy. This hurts.
We got that delicious fucking surprise from our boy, Kid Scribbles. Yeah. And now we're over here with Tism fucking Zekrom Radio jackass. Like,
we need to get the ass to mouth the bad guy on your show, Vince.
Yeah, Kid Scribbles.
Hand job. I love this shit.
So, guys, we've been asking for a while now for people to send in any type of funny local commercials from their area. We've been getting them. By the way, if you have any content, whether it be news, it be crazy people, it be crapshoot. I want to start doing that again. Feminist slam poetry, cringe rap, or stupid ads, anything. Send it to Drunken Peasants Inbox at gmail.com.
Also, if you remember the Discord server, you can drop it in the content area.
Yes.
So join up.
Send it all to Billy.
If you send it to me, I guarantee you I will use it in my personal collection of fap material.
Here's two ads from Don's Gun and... I see. Don's Guns is what it's called.
Dorn's Gorns.
Pimunk, are you still here?
Damn it.
How many times has he dropped off? This doesn't normally happen. I don't know what the fuck. They're both frozen. Manny.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You're here.
Okay. I don't know why this is happening.
I blame it on the space-time continuum.
Maybe. I have to refresh Manny, and he'll start working better, I think.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it, Marty.
Pitmonk is still in the Skype call. I see him.
We gotta go.
He's just
from
frozen.
Mouth to mouth and back.
All right, here's Don's guns.
Well, I got a gun shop on the north side, shooting range and all. Another one on the south side, across from Greenwood Mall. You've been in both, can't decide which is best.
This guy from the BG?
I created a problem, folks, cause now I got one west. Hi, folks.
Ooh,
this is old Don from Don's Guns. I didn't want anything. I just always wanted to sing on TV.
Don's got so many illegitimate children.
He just wanted to sing on TV.
He didn't want anything. He just wanted to sing on TV. He did.
His top front teeth looks fake.
Yeah, yeah. Those look like dentures.
Dude, Don got HPV.
There's another one.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Don's rocking the fuck out.
Don's on the guitar.
Don. You know your gun prices are the lowest in Indianapolis.
This is Miss Elizabeth.
Honey, we don't know it, but if you can hum it, we can strum it. And remember, folks, Don's Guns pick a winner because I don't want to make any money. I just love to sell guns.
I love it.
I don't want to make any money. I just love to sell guns. I'm a sweet boy, Reed Naylor. Watch your mouth.
I like how he ended up owning a gun store, but he wanted to be a famous musician.
I don't want any money. I don't want to make money. I just want to sell guns. That would be a great commercial for a gun salesman.
I just want to sing on TV.
I don't want to make any money. I just want people to shoot up their malls.
Here's a PSA from the UK from back in the 80s.
Oh, this one's... This scared the shit out of me
Look,
when I was a little
over
kid.
There is a football.
Oh, yeah. Don't do it.
Keep an eye on you two.
Don't do it, you little brat. Don't do it. Damn it, no!
Like, the big kid opens up the bars so that he's like, oh, well, you're little. You go in there.
Hang on, mate. This place is electrified.
Hang on, mate.
That's the frightened little kids.
It's dangerous.
Like, you don't touch anything. I've seen people working up there.
Yeah, well, I don't particularly want to mess around with this type of stuff. It's not worth it.
No!
You're just scared of getting caught.
Don't send...
Oh no, yeah, the big kid goes in. Because he's dumb.
Dumbass. At least the little girl didn't get blown up so she can go on to be a landlord.
You did!
Darren!
No! Darren, don't do it!
No! No!
Son of a bitch!
Damn!
Son of a bitch!
He just saw what happened to the other kid. Why the fuck would he go up there?
Kids are dumb.
Stay safe. Stay out. Don't take a chance with electricity.
Wow. Now,
my life flashed before my eyes earlier in my car accident. Watching this now is giving me PTSD.
Why? This has nothing to do with
that
at
all. Very similar because no, I almost died. And then two kids here died.
And some electrical substation was involved?
Somewhat. I have an electric car. It's hybrid. I could have died, Ben, and they would have been making one of these with me. I just triggered, that's all.
Here's Furniture USA Black Friday sale.
Black Friday sale, financing for you. Black Friday sale, 5-star review. Black Friday sale, bed, desk, and chairs. Black Friday sale, Amazon, so scared. Black
Amazon, so scared. I'm glad to see fucking Andrew Yang finally get some.
Oh my god!
some coverage. This is Yang Gang.
Amazon, the so scared.
So scared. $5,000 so they can spend it on the Black Friday sale.
It's everywhere.
I like that.
I'm voting for Andrew Yang. This is great. America first. Put America first. Secure your bag. Build the wallet.
I guess this is some store in Canada. I have two of their ads, and for some reason they would make ads where American presidents were characters in them.
In Canada?
Yeah, yeah. And this is when Clinton was president. They made this first one here.
President's message.
Is it a deal?
Do we have a deal?
No question that bad boy, there's always a deal.
The best deal?
No interest, no payments till 1995. Right, Mr. President?
And the best prices in Canada and the U.S., or it's free.
So who's better than Bad Boy?
Nobody.
No, like this. Nobody. That's
so
Bad Boy.
Is that actual Artie Lang or an Artie Lang impersonator?
No, that is not Artie Lang.
Oh.
We treat everyone like a king.
Or a president.
Who's better for furniture and appliances?
Nobody.
Bad Boy, Bad Boy. What you gonna do?
And here's another one. And Obama looks very
dignified, presidential.
The Obama impersonator in this next commercial looks very feminine.
Is it Michelle Obama?
No, no. It's someone. It's a Barack Obama impersonator.
Are we
but
sure
they look
not?
They look very feminine.
You sure it's not one of his daughters?
Let's see.
We're all anxiously awaiting the arrival of the president, and here he is.
Hello, Canada.
Amazing. Wow.
Hello, Canada.
It's we're nice here to finally announce soon. The trans.
I'm here at last.
Yeah, trans Obama.
Trans Obama.
Trans Obama.
Make America guy again.
Make America great again. Oh.
I don't know. Man, I think it's progressive that our impersonators are now cross-dressers.
Bad Boy, to check out their recession plan. See it for myself. And I've got to tell you,
I did not
got
have sexual changes
the lowest
with that body.
In Canada. Or the U.S. They have the best service anywhere. Last man's Bad Boy has it hands down.
Who's better?
Nobody.
Nobody. Last man's Bad Boy superstar. There was a bit of femininity there, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's just 2019, man. There's something in the milk. There's something in the milk.
What is this? This is some crazy Canadian robot PSA from the 80s. I don't know how else to explain it. Here it is.
Stay away from the electricity fields. I don't care if you're a robot or a little kid. Oh, you just jump it right into the machine. Stupid fucking kids. Okay, this is overly dangerous.
I am Astar, a robot. I can put my arm back on. You can't. So please save.
Oh.
Yeah, kids of Canada. Don't go jumping giant buzzsaw factories.
Yeah, stay the fuck out of those.
I always would try and do things robots did on TV, right? Like, what was a good robot show when you were a little kid?
Transformers.
Yeah, I would always try and do Transformer stuff. I would always try and do like Jetsons with Rosie the Robot. I would try and make sandwiches and stuff for all the Jetsons. I was always copying the robots on TV. This would have killed me for sure. I'd have jumped right into a blender. I'd have been Billy the fucking Blended.
Billy the Blended. All right. I'm going to read some of these.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Magicus. I think Hannibal and Monty would love to see a certain video of Billy that he's trying to hide from them. I don't know. I don't
know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah, it's the one where he took his birds.
Josh Newpoint, oh, $5. How can anyone hate the beast getting grapefruited? I don't know. People complained about
it. We should have Speck's video next time, though.
Sure.
Because Speck has put a lot of hard work into that.
Das Carlin. $5. Thanks for catfishing me, Billy. I enjoyed having dicks for the first time. Sorry I couldn't buy the potato. My Walla Walla offer still stands. Yours truly, MTN.
The MTN was here in Seattle, and I told them where to go get some good treats. Some treats.
MTN.
Yeah, there's a catfish place on Beacon Hill in Seattle at a gas station. It's at a Shell gas station. They have the best catfish.
Is it like fried?
Yeah.
You know, that sounds good.
It's so fucking good. I don't know. It's not keto, so yeah, I can't eat it anymore. But one day I might go have a couple pieces because it's only a little bit of bread.
I want to go to that Ivers that's different. It's like near like the gasworks, like
the over salmon house.
Yeah,
I've been there
because they deep fry salmon there, and I've never had that before. Yeah. That sounds good.
I drove by there last night.
Man, that sounds so good.
I used to play Pokemon Go there. They have four different spinners you can reach, four different Pokestops.
Give a shit.
But the, I thought it would entice.
But then you get so much Pokeballs.
Yeah.
Pimp has three Pokeballs.
Uh-huh.
Dragon in the West, $2. Oh, shit, lost it. Why do so many cringe rappers do the repeat and auto-tune to the point they sound like short-circuiting, like a short-circuiting robot?
Yeah, and then they jump into a fucking house of buzzsaws and die. Because they don't have, they can't replace their arms.
R-E-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.
R-A-P-P-I-N,
Randall,
that's rap.
Gave us $2. Please watch the at-generated Trump speech. Okay. Oh, the AI gen, the AI-generated
Trump speech.
Yeah.
Those deep fakes are getting crazy. You can just make anybody say anything you want if you have processing power.
Reed Naylor, $2. Billy is not a sweet boy.
It's not true, I am.
And will be exposed June 27th.
I don't believe it for a second. I'm a sweet boy.
Why June 27th?
I don't know.
Have you heard this before?
Yeah.
Really?
Why does Reed keep saying that?
I don't even know what that is.
I'm a sweet boy. There's nothing you can say or do on any day of the year to make someone believe otherwise.
Specules Music, $10. Tried several times back in September, October to send intros. I made for Crapshoot and Drunken Stupor and never got any response. You guys still need intros for these potential segments? I have a few of those. I think Spec may have made these. I have this Crapshoot intro. Time to pick the more shitty place, Crapshoot. I mean, if you want to send something in, I can rotate them. I'm fine with that, too. Here's Drunken Stupor.
But likely wasn't a drunken stupor. What can I say? The truth is it's a wonder that I'm still alive.
So. Regina Starr gave us $5. Didn't say anything, though. Thank you, Regina.
Quiet money is still good money.
Quiet money, nice.
Thank you for your quiet money.
So we're probably going to move over to Twitch within the next 10 minutes here. We'll go off the air. We'll probably be off for 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll be back. And then we're going to play Apex Legends. We're going to humiliate ourselves, I guess, because I've never played it before, and I'm probably going to suck at it.
I'm probably going to be really good at it because I'm really good at everything.
Everything you do.
Yep. Driving, Pokemon Go, rapping, fatting around. I'm a pro.
You're a pro at fatting around.
I'm a pro at everything I do. I play Tetris 99. I often get number one in my Tetris 99. Often number one. Not always. My best finish today was only fifth place, but I only played 3 games. If I can play Apex Legends? If it's anything like Tetris or like Dr. Mario or like Jenga, I'll be very good at it. They're calling for the Hey Billy videos.
Yeah, I'm saving those up.
We're going to get some more Hey Billy videos next episode.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Pimp. His computer took a shit today.
I'm very worried about him.
So, yeah, guys. If you haven't liked the stream already, please like it. If you double check, make sure you're still subscribed. You know, since I've been saying that, things have gotten a lot better on the subscriber front.
Did you know that there's this techniques to restore your foreskin?
Yeah, I knew that.
Are you circumcised?
What?
I think the Canadian ad with the effeminate Obama is why the transvestigator crowd think Obama's a woman, I guess, apparently.
Obama, yep.
Just like how Japan has. I didn't read the rest of it.
Oh, sorry.
Japan has.
Just like Japan has weird game shows, currently Canada has weird commercials. Mm. I think we demonstrate there's weird commercials ever. Oh, that's another. I think foreign commercials would be pretty good, too. I mean, there are some crazy commercials that are in other languages.
We should find those Japanese commercials that star American.
I've played the Hogan ones before.
Yeah, those are fun. Should we have a contest to see who can grow the most foreskin back the fastest?
No.
Why? Is it anti-Semitic? Is that what you're worried about?
No, I just don't want to show my dick.
You don't have to show it. It's honor system.
Oh, okay. Well, then I win.
Okay, yeah, I have to show it, actually. Here's how we'll do it.
So the show's almost over. I'll put the clock up for people.
We'll grow back as much foreskin as we possibly can, and then we'll have it cut off, and whoever has the most cut off after the regrow period wins.
I have a timer up right now for about 7 minutes. If you have not voted yet, this is your chance, and you must be signed into Twitch and be following us on Twitch in order to do that.
And you can sign in and follow us on Twitch right now, because we're going to go there in the after show for the Twitch post show.
So Gail has this pretty much locked down.
Gail's the wiener.
And where are we with the other one? Jared.
Oh.
10 votes ahead.
Only ahead by...
It's crazy how many people won't just go and sign up for Twitch just to, like, vote. Because normally we'd have, like, hundreds of votes on these sort of things.
I know what it is. They want to surprise you and steal the win. They don't. They want to.
I mean,
all Von Helton.
The voting is
coming.
Closing up at the end of this show. Oh, at the end of this live stream.
Better get in, lurkers. This is your chance.
You guys checked your mail recently?
Have we checked the mail?
The PO box? Not for a little bit.
Because Manny told me
week or two.
He made me a Magic the Gathering deck based on white proficiency. Yeah, all the white creatures get +1/+1, and the non-white creatures get -1/-1. I don't know why you would choose to make that particular deck for me, Manny, but I will enjoy playing it. And is it already sent, Manny?
It's on its way.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep an eye out. You had something else in there too. I can't remember what it is right now.
One of these.
Oh yeah, Jake the Snake, pop!
Fuck yeah, Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake was selling them at the show that I did with him, and I didn't buy one because I've never bought a pop. And I was like, I don't want to start buying pops because I'll buy them all the time. Because Funko is literally like a 15, 20-minute drive from here. Or not from here, but from where I live. I can go to Funko all the time and buy pops all the time. And that's a bad habit to get into.
I have all the Golden Girl pops.
You get the full set? Even Estelle Getty?
Yeah, you want to see?
Yeah, I want to see your Golden Girl pops. You guys should send. If you send snacks, try and send keto snacks. I don't want snacks that I can't eat, because then I will be tempted to eat them.
Eat them.
I was at the mall and I bought some wrap snacks and I couldn't eat them, so I fed them to a friend of mine. Is that weird? I've become the feeder now that I lose weight. Is that weird? What about vegan pot brownies? I can't eat those. I can't. They're not keto. Keto pancake mix is dope. I wonder how many calories is in a keto pancake, if it's worth it. I'm calorie counting too. Hey Ben, I have a private donator that pays me to like take pictures of my dumps and stuff. Would it be okay if I like flash my feet on camera one time for him?
Run this by me again?
So I have like a private like investor donator guy that pays me to like send pictures of my dumps and stuff to him.
Okay.
Do you think I could like flash my bare foot on camera sometime?
Okay, sure, whatever.
All right, cool. Not today though. I want him to send some extra cash. You better send it to this stream if I'm gonna flash it on this stream. No, you got the Sophia. B. Arthur was older than Sophia.
Billy, do you know why the KKK loves cocaine?
It's white powder.
Yep.
White powder. You can't say that.
Oh, man, that's going to get clipped.
No, it's not.
That is going to get clipped.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Why would you do that?
Yes, it is.
Why would you take anything a sweet boy says out of context? It's highly inappropriate.
People are going to like...
Cyborg?
People are going to like make you look like a Nazi or something.
Is that a rare one?
No, it's just that Cyborg, when he was the Green Lantern in Teen Titans Go, and in that episode, he used the Green Lantern ring to make constructs of Rose, Dorothy, and Blanche.
Really?
Yes.
So those are all in, like, the DC comic universe?
In the Teen Titans Go universe, I guess.
Oh, interesting. The New Yorker AI-generated Trump speech, please. Maybe we'll watch that next time. I don't know if we have time to find it right now. I'm making a high Billy out of that. No, you wouldn't do that. I am being a sweet boy. You need more full screen. You need a full screen Billy more often so I have more clips I can use. That's not a great idea. Why? Why would you do this?
Who was the star of Predator and Terminator and Total Recall?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Total Recall had the girl with three boobs.
Yeah, everyone remembers that.
It's three boobs. How did you forget that?
Didn't they have the three boobs in the reboot, too?
Yeah, I think they had to do that.
They're like, people were expecting that. Man, it's just...
If you're going to call back to anything, it's got to be the three boobs.
The question is, who's going to win between Gale and Jared?
Jared and Von Helton? Or between Garrett and Gale and Jared?
Yeah, because that'll be coming when we end up doing, you know, the next part of the bracket.
Yeah, that's a heavy hitter matchup right there.
Yep.
Yeah! Appeal to the furries. Isn't Ardrish going to send us the furry porn he drew of us? Is that coming this week?
I haven't been keeping track.
Not for any particular reason, but if you do send it to us, I might be able to sell it off to the guy that gives me money to take pictures of my dumps. Making money hand over fist over here. Taking pictures of my dumps. Ben, how was your Coca-Cola Zero?
It was fine.
Have you had the new orange cream, orange vanilla Coca-Cola Zero?
Actually, Pinmonk was just asking me that earlier.
And I missed that?
Yeah. I don't remember what... Was that before we went live? I don't remember.
Possibly. I tried one. It tastes like a creamsicle. It's not too bad. It's not too bad at all. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be going live on Twitch tonight.
Yes, very shortly.
Follow us over there because we're going to be playing, what's this game called? Tetris 99 Apex Edition?
Yeah. Yeah. Apex Legends. We're going there. We're going there soon. Yeah. Go there now. Get in the chat. Talk to all the people and we'll see you all there very soon. Thank you.
Dio.
Good night.
1 there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.